going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, good Friday morning, and I tell you what, man, it is. There's a lot of breaking news going on right now. If you're just waking up, depending on what time you went to bed, we're in the middle of yet a second round of attacks on Iran right now from Israel, from what we can tell, and we're going to try to monitor that the best we can. We are efforting a live report from Israel this morning from Fox News. They've got Trey Yangston, I think Alex Hogan over there in Israel, and they're reporting this morning on some drone attacks that Iran has apparently sent to Israel. It's not clear that any of them have made it through to Israel's airspace through the Iron Dome. They've intercepted a number of those already. So we're trying to keep an eye on that. If anything breaks on that, we, of course, will have the very latest for you. Mark Cox here alongside Scott Jagow in this morning for the vacationing Kim St. Ange. So, Scott, we appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate being here, too.
Absolutely. Busy day to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for your help this morning.
Sure.
Ethan Bryden here on the board, and, of course, a little bit of rain outside, so we're keeping an eye on this. Susan Thomas, by the way, has the day off. And her fill-in, from what we know, Ethan, tell me if I'm off target here, called in sick.
Yeah, at like 3:30 this morning. So
we're also efforting some traffic for you this morning, if indeed.
I think we've got some.
Okay, we think we got it covered. We're working on that. But, of course, with the rain, we could end up having a few traffic problems this morning. So we'll try to keep up with all of it as we move along here. It has been, again, we had that plane crash yesterday, which is awful in India. I don't know if you saw the video of it. I mean, I can't believe how many different angles of video there were to that plane crash. And to think that a human being walked away from that is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I want seat 11 next time, 11A or wherever that guy was seated. He was right next to an exit door and somehow survived this massive explosion when this huge Boeing aircraft blew up. You could see the ball of flame miles away and walked away from it, dazed and confused but alive, and his brother's calling it a miracle. He is Indian, but he's a British national and was on his way back to Britain when this plane crashed, leaving India. And it's just pretty incredible that we're dealing with that this morning.
It says he was disoriented.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Should go buy a lottery ticket at the same time.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, but such a sad story because everybody else on the plane, to our knowledge, died, mm-hmm. including a number of people on the ground. It hit a medical college, apparently, at lunchtime. Into a dormitory and or a lunch area. And it's very, very sad story there. Now, on top of all of that, we have protests planned in the St. Louis area today and again tomorrow. Now, I don't know if the rain is going to dampen their spirits or not, but they are expected to rally near Tower Grove Park this afternoon and to protest near Keener Plaza and various spots around the area tomorrow. In preparation for that, Governor Kehoe has already mobilized the National Guard. Got the press release, I guess, probably, I don't know, 6 o'clock last night. So I heard the governor was leaving town, like going, he was in France or going to traveling overseas. But he must have done this right before he left. His signature was on it, along with Denny Hoskins' signature, authorizing the mobilization of National Guard troops as needed. So basically, the Guard is mobilized, and then the adjutant general for the state will be in charge of sending them if they're needed anywhere.
Right.
I've listened to this debate in California. In fact, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has stepped in and allowed Donald Trump to continue controlling the California National Guard for now. Some judge in California, apparently a Clinton appointee, waved the Constitution around on the bench and said Donald Trump was violating the Constitution. And not a single judge ever did that any other time this has been done by a president. So it's really weird that they suddenly find reason to issue injunctions when a president steps in a time of an emergency. I have not seen those National Guard troops misused. I haven't seen them take action against a single person. All I've seen them do is form a ring around federal buildings and ICE employees to keep them from getting hurt. It's pretty simple. That we could see scenes like that in Missouri this weekend. I don't know when or if that'll happen, but the Guard has been mobilized in Missouri, in Florida, in Texas. So they're pretty much prepared for whatever might be coming our way here shortly. So we're going to get to all these stories for you. We do have now, of all things, Jim Carafano, my national security expert, foreign affairs expert, is out today. He's on vacation this weekend next. So I was really hoping to get him this morning, but the fine folks at Heritage have stepped up, and they're going to give us Virginia Coates, who also works with Jim Carafano and is a national affairs expert. So we're going to get her on here in the 7 o'clock hour this morning to give us more insight on what's going on in Israel, how involved the U.S. is in this. I know the U.S. denied any direct involvement, but if Israel is using technology and bombs to bomb Iran, chances are the technology came from the U.S. And already this morning, Iran is pointing fingers at the U.S. and calling us evil and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see where that goes through the course of the morning. But we're going to try to keep it all covered for you and get you a live report from Israel. I have a friend who's in Israel right now.
Oh, really?
In Jerusalem. Of course, they're a number of hours ahead of us. So I texted him on my way down here this morning and said, are you still in Israel? Yeah, unfortunately. And I'm like, well, what? Because it was just a planned trip with a group to see Israel. And there he said, well, we don't have air sirens. We feel pretty safe. We're in Jerusalem. Our biggest question is all the air service has been shut down. Like, you can't fly in or out of Israel right now. So they're basically stuck. He's like, our question now is, how the hell do we get out of here?
Yeah.
So I guess until things calm down and they feel safe resuming a commercial air service, they're going to have an extended vacation.
Right.
Now, I think they were gone for 10 or 11 days, and they only left the other day. So I don't think if they have to stay another week, they're probably planning to be there anyway. Unless tensions escalate, things should be all right. All right, Ethan Bright, let's get to our top stories right now, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All right, we're having some audio difficulties here. There's nothing wrong on this end. You got anything going on over there, Ethan? All right. All right, you'll have to play something from your side of the desk over there.
Earlier that the ICE agents under the orders of President Trump are a modern-day Gestapo. Do you realize how disgusting a phrase that is considering the history of Nazi Germany? Would you like to recant that statement?
What I said, Congressman, and I have a long history of supporting law enforcement, I said President Trump was using them as his modern-day Gestapo.
Yeah, Tim Walz is just
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Piece of work, isn't he? He was in front of Congress along with Pritzker and Kathy Hochul from New York yesterday. That was Byron Donalds with a very pointed question there.
Well, we literally have tens of thousands of targets. So I think that's what's more important. People should know that there are millions of people that are in this city illegally, and that we have, I would say, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of targets that we'll be going after.
Kristi Noem when she was doing her public appearance yesterday, right before she was charged at by a United States senator. And I wouldn't know the guy if I ran into him in a dark alley. His name's Alex Padilla. I guess he's the newest California senator. I didn't recognize him. And neither did the police who took him to the ground. And now you should hear the left scream about that one.
You know, it's kind of a great time of the year in the summer. My family comes up. My son and daughter-in-law and grandson are coming up because we were going to the White House picnic. But I've just been told that I've been uninvited from the picnic.
Not true. Not fake news. They came out yesterday and said that's just not true. Rand Paul was not uninvited from the picnic, where apparently a lot of these legislators were when word came in that missiles were raining down on Iran.
Governor Mike Kehoe is activating the Missouri National Guard. In a statement Thursday, he says it's in response to civil unrest.
Well, it's in response to the possibility of civil unrest. Always trust the news, our local reporters to maybe sometimes not nail it just perfectly there. It's in response to the possibility of civil unrest. It's in response to L.A., where despite what you're told by Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, cars are burning. Apparently, downtown, the face of downtown L.A. has changed colorfully because of all of the spray painting, the vandalism that's gone on local walls down there. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done, the damage that's been done in downtown L.A., but it's a peaceful protest. Just so you know, vandalism doesn't count as non-peaceful. burning cars is just an extra way of keeping warm in the middle of the night, apparently, if you're in Los Angeles. That's all okay. We don't need the National Guard. That was unnecessary. They act like the National Guard is on the street beating people with their nightsticks. The military has not been involved in this. It's all the LAPD and the Sheriff's Department. The military's had nothing to do with these protesters to date. So you have to filter this news. If you only watched CNN, I'm afraid, you would have no idea what was really going on in downtown L.A. They're more worried about, one of the reporters getting accidentally hit with a rubber bullet or detained briefly for being in an area they were trying to clear. So that we'll tell you the truth about it. We'll keep covering it. All right. I've got over here, it appears. Ethan, let's get to our national anthem, please.
Years ago, the Jewish people were the victims of a Holocaust perpetrated by the Nazi regime. Today, the Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear Holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime.
Thank you. Benjamin Netanyahu speaking last night to the world and announcing Operation Rising Lion is what they've referred to it as. Now, we know there's been at least a second attack this morning on Iran. In the first wave of attacks, they targeted their nuclear enrichment program and killed several members like of the Iranian Guard. That Revolutionary Guard that everybody talks about. Remember when we invaded Iraq and everybody was so worried about Saddam Hussein's Revolutionary Guard?
Right.
And they basically laid down when the American military walked into town.
Up.
Yeah, so I don't know how vicious the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is or not. but their top leader apparently went to dinner somewhere last night and a bomb fell on him. So as I watch these things, and I've always been amazed and impressed by the intelligence operation in Israel. I don't know how you can't be. For the Mossad to pull off, when your opponent thinks four moves ahead of you on the chessboard, you know you're in trouble. And for the Mossad to have pulled off what they pulled off with those pagers a while back, where they planned far enough in advance that they convinced the people in Hezbollah to go out and buy pagers from Saul Leibovitz Pager Emporium, and they had them, that was a joke, by the way, they had them pre-set with bombs in them to go off at the time of their choosing. I mean, that was a brilliant stroke. I'm not sure why Israel's opponents don't see this. Remember the last time Israel bombed Iran? They did it in reaction to some attack in the southern part of the country by Hamas or Hezbollah, somebody like that, Houthis, maybe the Houthis. And they bombed Iran to let them know, we're not putting up with this. We know these people are working on your behalf. You need to stop. And when that happened, I'm told, using stealth technology, the Israelis were able to fly these planes into Iranian airspace, and the Iranians had no idea they were there. Now, if I'm the supreme leader of Iran, for just a moment, I'm not sleeping well on any given night. If I know that my opponent can fly an airplane into my airspace, my air defenses are so pathetically weak that I don't even know they're there until after the bombs drop, and then the planes are out of there before we can even get an airplane off the ground to try to chase them. I mean, that's intimidating as hell. And yet they continue to blather on with the rhetoric about wiping Israel off the face of the earth.
They don't have the power to back it up. I mean, they don't
unless they can get a nuclear bomb on top of a of a ICBM or whatever it is they're working on, and all they got to do is fire one of those, and even if it explodes in the air over Israel, it's a disaster because it's like an EMP. It's going to shut everything down. So that's what Israel has, and the U.S. at this point, let's just admit it, has no intention of allowing that to happen. And we will, as the news breaks this morning, we will continue to cut in. Israel, the entire country of Israel, is under a state of emergency. Iran is threatening severe retaliation, whatever that means. The first round of drone strikes hasn't really accomplished anything in terms of a reaction. I'm not sure what else Iran can throw at them, but we'll monitor here through Fox News, and we'll bring you any updates and, of course, live news reports from Fox at the top of the hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Coming up, you know, Kim St. Ange starts her vacation today. Scott J. Gow filling in, and we're going to get to Scott on the spot when we come back. Just a minute.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, I thought we would. My question this morning for you guys is, do you like surprises?
I don't mind surprises, like well-planned surprises, not bad news surprises.
I bring this up because I had a surprise party thrown for me this past week. I had never had one in my entire life.
Wow. Was it a birthday?
It was a birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And it was really well done, and I usually can suss stuff like this out.
Yeah.
But what my girlfriend did is she gave me a misdirection. So the location where we were supposed to have an event, which was to watch the Belmont Stakes horse race.
Right.
And I figured because my birthday was around the same time that she would probably do something. So I walk into this place, and there are people there, and they're like, hey, happy birthday. They had balloons.
Oh, nice.
They had balloons that said my age. And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right.
29 again.
Yeah, 29. And so then I was given a card, which was a little scavenger hunt to go track down a couple things. And then in the middle of this scavenger hunt, I went to a place called Lindenwood Park Place. And I walk in, and there's a card in this little library, and it gives me the next place to go for the clue, which was the room adjacent. And I walk in, and all the people that had been at the other spot were there with a huge table set up, and I had like 5 or 10 other people in there.
Wow.
So that was the surprise.
That's
part.
Pretty cool.
It actually was really
that
cool.
That was a nice redirection.
It was.
So you assumed it was over,
it was
and then
well
you...
Well done.
Yeah?
And then all of a sudden, and we had a great time. That place is really neat, the Lindenwood Park Place. It's a social club.
How'd they get there ahead of you?
Because I was on this little scavenger hunt for like 25 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of genius.
I know. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty smart.
But I was thinking about it because I was talking with her about it, and she said, you know, I don't want to do this again because, A, I don't like lying, but, B, I hate surprises, so I don't want you to do it to me.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a conversation about that, and I was looking it up, and actually, according to the research, everyone likes surprises, even if they don't say they like surprises.
Really?
The brain likes it.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of fascinating.
Because some people are they're embarrassed about being the subject of attention,
right, and
by a large group of people. Well, they may like the idea of the surprise.
Right.
I think I almost got in trouble. Back on my wife's 40th birthday, which was just the other day. I'm just kidding. So on her 40th birthday, I organized a surprise birthday party for her.
Yeah,
and she had no idea. She thought we were going to dinner with friends. Walked into, I think the place is now called Bishop's Post out in Chesterfield, and all her friends and family were there in the back room waiting for her for the surprise. And she was speechless. And she does not like being the center of attention at a large party like that. So she forgave me for it, but she's not one that tends to outwardly like those things.
Yeah, and my girlfriend said, I hate those things. Please don't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to make her suffer. I mean, so I won't do it. But it's just fascinating to me that some people can't deal with that and other people love it. But the research says that your brain likes it no matter what. It actually surprises the most. It's the emotion that triggers the most intense reaction in your brain.
Huh.
So it's about a 400% change. And it doesn't matter whether it's a small one or a big one or if it's a good one or a bad one. That's the biggest trigger in your brain, which is surprise. And you think about element of surprise in all kinds of aspects of our lives. Like we were just talking about Israel attacking Iran and the element of surprise that they have because the Iranian defense cannot see the planes coming in.
I don't know how much surprise was there. I mean, a couple days ago, the U.S. started pulling all of its non-essential employees out of foreign embassies.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been a pretty clear indication to the leaders of Iran that something really bad was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just looking, you know, in politics, they call it the October surprise. Something unforeseen happening in October right before the election. That's been kind of a thing since the Nixon administration. And then the Berlin Wall was erected in one day. I mean, basically overnight. So that was the people woke up to find themselves cut off from family, friends, their work going, you know, from east to west. So that's just another example that Titanic sinking was a complete and utter shock and surprise
to the world. It was unsinkable.
Unsinkable is what everyone thought.
Yeah.
Things like that. Pearl Harbor, obviously. So I was just kind of thinking of the whole issue of surprises as it relates to human nature and history.
Yeah. That's I hadn't thought about it. Did your brain feel like bigger after this happened the other night?
I had a smile on my face for quite a while. I enjoyed it. The fact that I'm on the radio, so it's not like I'm not getting attention. You know, it's not like I don't like attention.
Right. Right.
I don't seek it out necessarily, but it doesn't bother me, obviously.
So did you the key thing for you, because I know you're such a horse racing fan, did you miss the race?
No. The race was on the TV in the room.
In the room where you're okay. All right. Nice. Yeah. She knew that. That's a smart woman. I'm telling you. Yeah. No kidding.
She is. So anyway, I was just curious if you guys, Ethan, how about you?
Not a big fan of surprises.
No. Okay.
I'm kind of like my wife. I kind of want to know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody's ever pulled off a really big surprise on me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the science says loss of control of you feel like maybe you don't have control over the situation.
Yeah.
And you're put in a situation you didn't ask to be in. So it can be stressful if there's a pop quiz in class. Remember those days where you didn't know it was coming and you're like, oh, I didn't study or whatever.
Or you're a real introvert and you are just horrified by situations like that. Oops.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. My spouse is not talking to me. I don't know why. It's because you just embarrassed the hell out of him when he walked into this. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. You know, I think I want to share this with you because Sue Thomas is not here this morning, and we are efforting traffic reports for you, which we haven't had yet. But to the best of my knowledge, looking at the MoDOT map here, and some people on Facebook have mentioned this, I-44 westbound is closed past Bowles. And they're recommending you use an alternate route right now. So I-44 westbound just past Bowles is closed because of an accident reported this morning at 3:19 a.m. And I guess it was a fatal crash. And they've got the highway closed. They were expecting it to be closed for 3.5 hours, which means we're still in that window. And as soon as we get word that it has reopened, we'll let you know. But if you got to use westbound 44 there, west of 270, because that's where you would hit Bowles, then you want to be warned about that and try to take an alternate route. If you're on 270, it's not too late. If you're already down there, you can probably get off one of those side roads and maybe go around. I'm sure they're diverting traffic around the business park down there. Just trying to help. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We're going to be back in just a minute. We'll talk more about the fact that Mayor Kara Spencer has now, through executive order, lifted that escrow plan for insurance in St. Louis. For if you get a check from your insurance company, the city's been holding 25% of it, and she's going to suspend that plan. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
All right, welcome back. You know, by the way, yesterday, Billy Long, the former congressman from Missouri, got voted, his nomination got approved for IRS commissioner, which is kind of a big deal. I mean, more and more people from Missouri have assumed high-ranking positions in the Trump administration, and Billy Long is just the latest one. I don't know why it's taken 4 months for him to finally get this vote. If it's been slow walked or what's going on exactly, but I think it's great news. I think he'll bring a lot of good reform to the Internal Revenue Service. I reached out to him yesterday. We were texting, and he said that as soon as he gets sworn in. He said he hasn't even been in the building yet. He said once he gets sworn in and it's official in that manner, he will come on the air and talk to us about some of the ideas he's planning to implement in the Internal Revenue Service. If it's nothing more than guaranteeing fair and equal treatment for taxpayers, that's a win, right? Remember Lois Lerner? Remember the conservatives being targeted? If Billy Long does nothing other than make sure we don't have any of that nonsense and that they're doing what they need to be doing and not out wasting a bunch of money buying guns for IRS agents, then we're ahead of the game. So I can't wait to get Billy on here. Don't be silly. They voted for Billy was his campaign slogan when he was running for the Senate. He is a character, and I'm looking forward to getting him on after everything's official there. Now, I looked up at the headlines a minute ago, and I'd forgotten this story. I think I saw it yesterday, that Mayor Kara Spencer has suspended through executive order. I didn't know you could do this. She's suspended through executive order the rule that was requiring people to escrow part of their insurance settlement. And, you know,
I think the biggest risk to St. Louis, and Scott, I don't know if you've got an opinion on this or not, but I think the biggest risk to St. Louis out of all of what's gone on here with the storms is the fact that for people whose house was destroyed and they were in a situation where they probably, for market value reasons, in certain parts of that part of the city, would not have ever been able to put a for sale sign in their yard and sell it for anywhere near what they're going to get in that insurance settlement, I would guess. I could be wrong. I don't know what the housing market is like up there off MLK, but my guess is it's a depressed market.
Sure.
To put it gently. A lot of these folks, if they own their home and the insurance company is going to give them a $150,000 check, instead of rebuilding there, this is going to be the first opportunity many of them have had in their lives to relocate, like to get the hell out of there and go somewhere else. The reason the city implemented this, we had Joe Vaccaro on a week or two ago, former city alderman. The reason the city implemented the, hey, if you get a, they're so worried about people fleeing the city that they had a rule that said if you get an insurance payout, your house burns, whatever, you get an insurance payout, the city's going to hold 25% of that to make sure you repair the property. Because we don't want people just abandoning their property and leaving it a mess. And I can see the concern there. I understand that. At the same time, I'm not sure that's fair. Maybe the city thinks it's fair to them. I'm not sure it's fair to the residents. And from what I'm seeing now, Mayor Kara Spencer has signed an executive order suspending that. So people who I would assume have already had their insurance paid out, if the city's holding that escrow, would release it to them. And anybody who hasn't gotten their settlement yet would be able to keep that all that cash and decide what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is a lot of them are going to relocate. The city is going to lose a lot of a significant number of population from these affected areas, the ones that have insurance. Then the FEMA money comes, and I don't know how much each person's likely to get, but unless they're using the RAMS money to rebuild these homes, I don't know what those people do. Assistance to buy food and maybe temporary shelter is one thing, but long term, you no longer have a house to live in. Unless the city's going to rebuild it for you, if you opted not to have insurance, you're suddenly mobile.
Yeah. Right. One thing that I find a little unnerving is the estimates on the damage for this. You know, $2 billion, people are throwing around that number. I'm curious as to where those figures come from. And the funding that they're talking about is woefully short of that. I mean,
right.
Are they just saying that to have a number? Or, because I don't know how you can estimate that based on a short period of time. And I don't know where they get the $2 billion from.
Like, is it padded? Is that what you're suggesting? I mean, I don't know. There were, over 2,000 buildings damaged. And I see that number, 2,500 buildings, something like that. I got to take a tour of that area with a friend of mine recently who drove me past some of these buildings that were collapsed. And some of them were, I'm 100% convinced, not inhabitable before the tornado. So if you drive down the street and you're just checking off boxes, there's another structure destroyed. Yeah, there's another structure destroyed. Then you start getting into how much of this is, how many of these properties were owned by the city? Does the city get FEMA recovery money for property they held that they needed to tear down the building anyway and just hadn't gotten around to it?
Yeah,
and now they're
going
to get a payout from the federal government for it? I don't know. I mean, I guess that's if you're being good stewards of that money, somebody's going to ask those hard questions. And when they do, they're going to get criticized for daring to question disaster relief for poor residents in the city of St. Louis. I'm not questioning that at all. If it's a legitimate claim, I think you should get whatever amount is coming to you once the final figures are worked out. But if it was an vacant property owned by the LRA or whatever they call it in the city, and the city's recouping that money for a piece of property that needed to be torn down to begin with, I'm not sure I'm okay with that. I mean, it's a city problem at that point. But I'm not sure that's fair. So we've got federal FEMA money. They're talking about using $30 million of the Rams money.
Mm.
And we were speculating, what does that mean? Will they use some of that money to come in and clean these pieces of property and put up relatively inexpensive, slapped together wooden homes where there are these beautiful brick homes used to be? At least at one point they were beautiful. It's gonna change the landscape, certainly, of that area of the city. And there are some gorgeous structures up there. I'm driving down through there thinking what this place must have looked like in the 1930s and 1940s. Right. And these beautiful brick homes with the turrets on them and all of that, in many cases, either abandoned or in horrible shape long before this storm hit. All right, keeping an eye on the news coming out of Israel and Iran this morning. More bombings overnight by the Israelis on targets inside Iran. There have been some drone strikes in retaliation. We're going to keep an eye on all of that for you. And we'll check in with Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio coming up at 6:08. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.